Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. This is 100. This is the 100th episode.
Oh, no.
It's here.
That's pretty impressive,
yeah,
baby.
I'm kind of surprised, yeah. I think probably around episode number 5, I was wondering, oh, well. No, it was probably, we hit episode 10, and I think my mind immediately, well, what are we going to do for 100?
That's
impressive. We got to do something really special.
Because don't they say that podcasts either, you know, like the first 8, or the first 11, what was it that they said?
They said the first 10 is the honeymoon phase.
Right. And we were like, that's impossible. No way. Yeah. We're going to do this every time. We love it.
And I remember our 11th episode was horribly difficult. But there are evidently a lot of podcasts out there with just one episode.
I doubt it. I actually know of some of them.
And then there are probably a whole bunch others with, you know, a handful or a dozen or two dozen.
You made it to 100. Congratulations.
But yeah, I thought we should do something really special. And I've been trying to think of something and I couldn't think of anything.
That's okay, because do you know why you haven't been able to? Because every podcast is special.
Yes. After episode number 98, I started thinking, well, I really got to think of something soon. And so I just started thinking, well, what's happened in the last, you know, while we've made these episodes?
Yeah.
Like what has changed? What have I learned?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
What's happened to us? Not us, but to our own.
Well.
And one thing that's happened is your own SEO has gone to shit.
Yes, it has. It totally has. Because you've been spending all your time on the podcast and not on my actual SEO.
It's about 2 years. 100 episodes is about 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
So I have been putting time into the podcast. I've been putting more time into the online community, building courses and helping students and getting that off the ground.
This is true, which is more important in the long run than your fabulous life.
But that, in combination with the fact that also for the roughly last 2 years, your site has been in state of redesign and relaunching pretty consistently.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's always been, like a month or two away.
Yeah.
Or sometimes even a week or two away.
Yeah.
And so with that, I feel like, well, it doesn't make sense to do a bunch of SEO now. If we're just going to replace it, I'm going to, you know, have to.
Within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Cut to 2 years later.
Yeah. It's cut to 2 years.
and I'm the cobbler's wife.
Your rankings have plummeted.
Completely.
Yes. And yeah, now we need to deal with that. So I feel like we are in now a position similar to a lot of people who are listening.
Yeah.
Like we're not starting from scratch because there's a lot there that we can hopefully get it back. But we are kind of starting from scratch.
Yeah.
And what I thought was, why not take the opportunity and kind of document what we're going to do with your site as we relaunch it and redo the SEO?
Like following the trajectory?
Yeah, following the trajectory. What happens, what we're going to watch, how I'm going to build these rankings.
Yeah, let's get real, people, please.
And also knowing that, I'm spending a lot of time building courses and content and tutoring students. Yeah. So I have less time. So like many people, I want to outsource as much as I can.
Yeah, I need to do so much more.
Now, you can't outsource everything. And people still do ask me, can you just do it for me?
Right.
Just, you know, spend the afternoon and just take care of it. That is not SEO. This is still a persistent myth. Like SEO is something you sit down and you do on your site and some sort
and
of
secret
handshake with Google and then you're done.
Boom.
And it's
SEO.
And you're going to it's going to deliver clients week after week, month after month for years after 15 minutes or a couple hours of work. It's just it's not that way. It doesn't work that way. SEO as a whole, it's an extension of your business. It's an extension of your voice.
Yeah.
You can't outsource all of that. Right. Now, you parts you can, and I'm going to do that. You remember the episode we talked about Melind and eBrands?
Yes.
So I've already actually reached out, and I'm going to have his team work on your site and do the fundamentals.
Okay. Thank you.
Because there's a lot there that, like, people listening, I don't have time for.
Right.
Or I feel that I don't have time for.
No, you don't have time. It's okay. It's stuff. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, I haven't used his team for years, so I don't know exactly what the process is. So I know I recommended using his team, but yes, I haven't worked with them for at least 5 years. So I figured it'd be a good opportunity to document
that. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, what it is. I'll highlight that process, I think, every once in a while here on the podcast, but then also on the website.
Okay.
I'll link it below.
Okay. Thank you.
Where it will be, I don't know exactly what the format is going to be, but I will document the kind of weekly or monthly process of what that's like and how it works.
Okay.
Like where great. Our rankings begin and where they end.
Oh, we know where they begin.
Yeah. We're also, since you have been designing your site with Squarespace.
Yes, I have.
Using the Squarespace platform to create
with the help of Vero.
Yes.
Initially.
Which looks great. It looks fantastic. It looks really, really, really good.
However,
the Squarespace builder, I have to say, is really slick. It is really nice.
Super slick.
And typically I feel that Squarespace is not a great solution.
Yes.
For SEO. Yes. Especially compared to WordPress. In fact, I had a client who I just did a quick consulting job with about a year ago, and they had a WordPress site, but it was really falling apart and they had no way to fix it and they had no budget to fix it. And so they went to Squarespace and they just came back to me, and I could see over the last year their impressions just go down and down and down and down and down. So Squarespace is still not great for SEO. They've gotten better, but it's still not great, because all they did is they just recreated the exact same site on Squarespace and they've lost a considerable amount of rankings.
Whoa. Yeah. Why is that?
Squarespace, they focus on their front end. Like the builder is great.
Yeah.
Like the way you can drag and drop and build websites is amazing. But the back end stuff, that I'll use an example of structured data. Uh-huh. So that's something that in the back end, you kind of tell Google, hey, what type of content is this? Is this video content? Is it audio content? Is it text? Is it recipes? Is it directions? It's all sorts of different things.
Okay.
And it's really important for SEO. Squarespace doesn't support it. Mm. They kind of do it and it makes mistakes. And then Google says there's mistakes. This can't be indexed. And then Squarespace support, and I've had experience with this firsthand, they say, we don't do anything to support third parties. You got to handle that with Google. And it's ridiculously bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, some themes I think are different, because I've seen that happen on some Squarespace sites, but not others.
I wouldn't know.
So anyway, that's an example of why Squarespace is not as good for SEO as others, as WordPress.
So what are we doing with my site that was designed on Squarespace?
What I was thinking is that since you're starting from scratch, not scratch exactly, but your rankings are pretty terrible.
Yeah. Let's just call it scratch.
You have a new design on Squarespace. Now, to recreate that in WordPress, it would take a lot of time on my end.
Right.
So what I thought was, let's just launch it on Squarespace. I mean, starting from scratch. There's nothing to lose, and let's see what happens.
But we know that the rankings, that it's going to go, that it's scratched.
They're already ew.
Oh. Okay,
they're already down. We're already starting from scratch. Right. Okay, so my thought was, let's launch it on Squarespace and see what happens, and then give it a few months. During that time, I'll work on recreating it on WordPress or perhaps even Wix.
Oh.
But let's see what happens, because now we would be really, I think, putting ourselves in the shoes of people learning from us. So
yeah, I think that's great.
Let's do that.
That's great.
And I'm going to hire Malin's team. So we'll see how the combination of those things do. Mm-hmm. I expect it's not going to be wonderful. I've said during the episode we did about Melinda and his team, they do great foundational work, but it's not like going to be, it's not high end. Like they're not going to blog for us.
Right.
So what they do is going to be limited. I think Squarespace is what we will be able to achieve is going to be limited, but let's start the process and see what we need to do to adjust to get back our rankings and document it along the way.
That sounds great.
As if we were somebody just coming across this podcast and trying to do our own SEO.
How about that?
It looks fantastic.
The new one.
What you are hopefully about to launch.
Yeah. I'm excited about
and that. Then put my own SEO chops to the test.
Okay. All right.
But I hope it works.
Good gosh. Yeah. No kidding. Boy, will we have egg on our face if it don't.
Can you imagine like a couple months from now?
Yes, I can.
Google has kicked us out of the index and forbidden me from ever creating another website.
Everything is now AI. There's no such thing as SEO.
Yeah. By the way, that's going to be coming up soon. Google's shift towards AI and how they are changing.
Yeah. What?
Remember a couple months ago, Danny Sullivan, who one of the spokespersons for Google, said, hey, just, you know, FYI, big changes are coming.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, big changes are coming. And they're not happening in the results yet, but I can tell you the way that the changes that Google is making at the company and the way they're restructuring is unlike anything I've seen ever.
Winter is coming.
But remember, he also said, if you're doing good things, you don't have to worry, which which is always, that's the backbone of my approach to SEO. That's SEIQ.
We too can do good things.
So that's the plan.
All right.
Happy 100.
I'm buckled in. Let's launch to the sky. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.